The blue jay and the peacock. Blue jays are known for being vain and quarrelsome birds, who, although handsome of plumage, seldom can get along with the other birds. They are greedy and pushy at the bird feeder, and can be loud and irritating when they are in a state about something. One blue jay in particular enjoyed taking flight into a yard that was populated with the handsomest birds ever created, a group of peacocks. The jay could not help but be jealous of the beautiful peacocks, who could spread their tails out in a giant fan filled with splendid colors and designs, and shake the tail feathers with a swishing sound that attracted all the other birds to come and see their show of feathered fashion. The peacocks also had a piercing call that let all the other creatures of the forest know they were about. The jay knew that his beauty was of slight compare, and wondered to himself what he might do to make himself as splendid as the peacocks, who he watched with envy as they strutted in their wooded area. Every year, there was a season in which the peacocks shed their old feathers and grew a set of shiny new ones to attract their mates. The jay, seeing the discarded feathers, gathered them up and glued them to his own tail. He pranced among the peacocks as if he were one of their kind and squawked in imitation of the peacock's fine and piercing cry. The peacocks paid him little notice until the day grew warmer and the glue that held the pretty peacock feathers began to melt and the feathers drooped and dropped and went all askew. He was quite a sight with his once fine plumage all crisscrossed and flopping and flapping, and the peacocks quickly turned on him to shoo him away. And so he flew back home to be among the other jays, but they took one look at his bedraggled appearance with his tail feathers going this way and that, and they gave him the brush off as well. One of the elder jays went to him and said, "Young man, it is not only fine feathers that make a fine bird."